definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
On to hour number two. It's the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app powered by Happy State Bank. However, wherever you're listening from, we are glad that you've chosen to make us part of your Wednesday morning. Alongside Jeff Haxton, I'm Choice Woodman. Lucas White, back behind the glass, taking care of us as usual. We'd love to have your thoughts, comments, participation of all sorts and sizes on the 8th Flooring Center chat line. Keep them coming. We appreciate all of you that have chimed in so far. We'll get into some of the drama from Bedlam Land in the state of Oklahoma coming up in a little bit here from Mike Gundy and what he had to say that had Twitter reporters, you know, college football world buzzing a bit yesterday. Get into some of that. Get back to some Texas Tech football. Some rumors floating around in Big 12 country and Big 10 country. Lance Leipold. Kansas fans have already think they've lost him. It's kind of funny to see, too. Feel bad for him, but then again, I don't. So we'll get into that. I've got a question for Hacks along those lines. But right now, it's a special, special time in our lives. If you missed it, last Wednesday, Hacks spinned?
Twice,
yeah. Had to spin it again. And he landed on the Change My Mind table. So this was initially brought up by Clint a while back, but it's the meme. If you know what the meme is, it's still the guy sitting there at the table. I don't even remember what the original Change My Mind was, but it's been done over a million times. Of this statement, Change My Mind. He sits there very smug looking with a mug in his hand. And it's exactly what we're anticipating on Saturday as Hacks is going to set up at 10 a.m. He and I go on at 11 a.m. on Optimum Game Day Live. But if you know where our stage is set up, in front of the Frazier Alumni Pavilion, we'll be over there right next to it with a table. And Hacks will get to choose what's on the sign. Now, Lucas and I, these are all listener submissions. Lucas and I have narrowed down to four, and Hacks will pick.
Okay.
Okay. Throwing tortillas is a dumb tradition. Change my mind.
That's great.
UT is back. Change my mind.
UT is back.
Cut. Or it was like Texas is back. Change my mind.
Texas is back, folks.
Toby Keith is the king of country. Change my mind. And finally, Jackson Mahomes is better than Patrick Mahomes. Change my mind. These are the four. You guys submitted like 80 of these on the chat line and then several today as well. But we have narrowed down to these four.
I think it would be most fun and cringe to defend Jackson Mahomes.
I think that would be hard.
I mean, there are people that like the University of Texas. I don't think anybody on the face of the planet likes Jackson Mahomes. And everybody that's going to be walking by, 90%, are going to love Patrick Mahomes. That's out.
Oh, you mean...
It's out.
You're out on the Jackson Mahomes thing?
I'm out. I'm not doing it.
Someone likes Jackson Mahomes out there. Someone. Because...
Not at this football game in Lubbock County. No.
This place... No, he has 249,000 followers. So someone's...
Liking. All right. I'm not throwing shade by saying the tortillas suck.
Oh!
It's gone.
That one had some good potential to it.
There's no way I'm saying UT is back.
Oh!
Toby Keith is the king of country will be on my sign.
Toby Keith is the king of country. Okay. I think this was almost the very first one submitted on the chat line. It may not have been the first, but it was one of the... First three or four submitted on the chat line is Toby
Keith. That'll make for a great photo op. Oh, dear Lord.
Toby Keith is the king of country. You know, the only bad thing is he's got cancer right now. So,
well, then I'll throw that in my argument.
Okay.
You can't, you know, you can't argue.
Can't bash a guy that's got
cancer. So I
got
to start doing research. He's got like however many, you know, platinum records, and his name is on the tower in Moore, Oklahoma. When you drive into town, it says home of Toby Keith. He's got successful restaurants. The food's great.
Sounds like you don't need to do any research. You got all this.
Well, it's hard to get away from Toby Keith in the state of Oklahoma.
Oh, I know. I've been there a few times.
He put a boot in your ass.
I think there's probably three Toby Keith songs I like. There's probably three.
We got to have Toby Keith playing while I'm doing this.
Well, we've got to have Thetford Nash going speaker. On, too. So they're probably just singing it for you.
Yeah.
No, and those guys.
I think you let me off easy.
By leaving that one on there, that was Lucas's want.
Thanks, Lucas.
I always got your back.
I mean, can you imagine me trying to say to everyone coming by that tortillas is a bad idea?
Mm-hmm.
You might have a few thrown at you if you said that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other one we could have replaced with is Chris Beard is an upstanding human being.
Oh, my gosh.
While Texas comes to town.
Oh. Listen, I hate Toby Keith. I do.
Bevo is better than Ray to Red.
Oh,
that would have been another.
Ray to Red would come over there and shoot me with a real gun.
Not even Jackson Mahomes' mom likes Jackson Mahomes. That's
from Patrick. I think there's some truth to that.
It's from Patrick on the chat line. Whew. Why does Pat keep giving him tickets? If
it's family, I guess. I don't know.
I guess. Sometimes you got to cut family
off.
Not
even Jackson's mom likes him.
Sometimes you got to cut family off. Metalhead says Toby supports the troops like crazy. Saw him twice in concert at Iraq. In Iraq.
Mm.
So there's another argument for you.
Yep.
He's American. America. Oh, that was a good one. I didn't see this one before we started. Bobby Hot Dog said, you can't build your brand in the desert. Change my mind.
Ooh, nasty.
That would have been pretty good. That would have been pretty good. Dang it, I feel bad that you feel like you got
let
really off easy.
I feel really good.
You feel like you got let off easy.
I feel really good about it.
No way, no. No way, no. All right, keep hitting us up. Yates Flooring Center chat line. Through that 100.7 The Score mobile app and at 107thescore.com. SEC schedules were released last night. You know who wasn't on them? UT and OU.
Thieves and Shorthorns.
Yep. What does that tell you? Anything?
We're going to see them again.
I feel like all of this conference realignment stuff is taking too long. So we will get another...
Yep.
Another season, 24.
We're 14 team 14 conference.
14 teams for 1 year.
That's going to be wild.
Technically, we could have 2 years of 14 teams. 25 is the final year that it would expire. So.
So is that, it's 22-23. It looks like for sure we're going to get them 23-24.
Yeah.
Is it 24-25?
I believe it is. It is 24-20. Yeah. So it's possible.
Wow.
Tell us your thoughts. Lots of them coming in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. And Hacks has highs and lows for us coming up next on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
On to hour number three. It's the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Brought to you, as always, by Happy State Bank. To my right, that is Jeff Haxton. I'm Choice Woodman. Jackson Frazier across the way.
Jackson Flaxen Waxen, California, University of Pennsylvania.
I can see Jackson's training Joe over there. And I can see the wheels turning. He's like, oh, crap. Gotta get Jackson Flaxen Waxen. I watched that whole clip again today. Just stumbled across it. It's so good.
Yeah.
So good. So those are...
Donkey teeth.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal. But you can join us with your thoughts and comments as usual. reaction to anything we say or things we should say, in your opinion. All on the Yates Flooring Center chat line through that 100.7 The Score mobile app. We'll dive into some of your thoughts from there.
Are we going to see... What have you seen out of this Texas offensive line so far?
In the two games I've paid attention to, which is this UTSA one and the Alabama game.
Not bad.
Decent. Good. I'd say good.
Is there a possibility we see some offensive lines leveraged by two really good defensive lines?
I think if I'm matching up, and I'm biased, but I really do think trying to be as unbiased as possible, I think Texas Tech's defensive line is better than Texas's offensive line.
Yeah, I would say that.
But I think there's a much bigger difference in Texas's defensive line and Texas Tech's.
I would agree with that.
So yes, to answer your question, yes, I think you're going to see defensive lines win the day quite a bit on Saturday.
Now, well, again, you just go to the Pro Football Focus. You had three of the top 10 interior defensive linemen with red and black there. So that's good news.
I think if Texas is going to beat you offensively, big play-wise, yes, they've got Bijan Robinson.
Over the top.
So he can do a lot. But I do think it's going to be in the passing game. If they're going to beat you, it's going to have to be there.
Well, your receivers are going to have better days. A better day.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't think Tech's losing this game defensively. I don't think this is... I would be appalled, Hax, if you give up 70 points like you did last year. Yeah, I'd be shocked. I'd be shocked if you're giving up much more than 40. If a game gets away, then maybe you could get in the low 40s. But I'd be surprised if Texas is getting close to that territory. Surprised. Not shocked. Like it
needs
would be.
To be... I hate saying this because last time they were here, they scored 400 points in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So this is opposite, but I've always said this about the Texas teams that over the years, they've had breaking points in the fourth quarter where their conditioning just wasn't there. It's going to be 93 degrees down on the field. You're over 100.
Mm-hmm.
Get this game and see who's more, you know, better conditioned in the fourth quarter. A lot of times that's not Texas, but maybe they've changed that. I don't know. Because they went toe-to-toe with Alabama all the way, and they finished very strong against UTSA. They started very slow, so who the heck knows?
Yeah. I don't know what to expect, honestly. My expectation is that if Tech's going to win this game, they've got to play better offense. Pretty simple statement, but...
You just got to play better overall. You know, just
special teams.
When you're... Ray Guy list punter goes back there that, you know, he doesn't hit it 22 yards or whatever, you know.
Right.
You don't make the fair catch inside the 3-yard line.
And
or
it's not
fair catch, but try to return a punt inside the 5-yard line.
I don't think our expectations are unfair for Austin McNamara because he set those expectations for us.
Ever since that little video went viral, he's struggled.
Forgot about that.
Yep. Maybe he took that to heart.
Maybe we need another video that like takes it back.
Like, man, maybe people don't want to watch me kick.
I forgot about that video. Okay, so a lot on the chat line. Y'all ever see unkempt eyebrows? That's facial hair. I have seen some eyebrows that could be called facial hair. Borat.
Yeah.
Clay says, is Chuck bringing the pizza? I don't know. He could be. He's got to drop F-bombs on people before he... Got to yell
good
F-bombs.
Good memories.
Bobby Hot Dogs, if Woodman's jokes get any worse, you might consider calling in Clint from the bullpen. Clint's down in single-A ball when it comes to jokes now. So, I mean, you have to find someone else. Sorry.
Are you big leagues?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay.
But I'm Rangers big leagues. That level. Playing for the first draft
fighting
pick.
To make it.
Every once in a while, I'll get a good one out there.
Teetering on demotion.
Right. I'm Charlie Culberson. Is he still up? I think he's the guy that Josh Young replaced. Clay says, what about Carl Godin's cheap shot breaking Rodney Allison's leg in 1977? That was before my time, Clay, but I'll take your word for it. There's some cheap shots out there. The cheap shot artist Demarion Overshown probably won't play in the first half, so I'm joking calling him a cheap shot artist. It was a tackle. It was a tackle, but
I sure thought it was a tackle.
Hex, we're not going to see him, right? We never see
these. Have you ever
overturned.
Heard of this being overturned?
Never. Never. You can appeal whatever you want to the league, but it never gets overturned. The only nugget in my head that's like, there's a possibility, is the fact that there's a new sheriff in town when it comes to the Big 12. But that wouldn't be in his decision camp, though, to me, I don't think. I don't think we're going to have Commissioner Yormark.
Yeah, that doesn't go up to
reviewing
him.
That. And especially if this is the Longhorns of old, maybe there's a chance.
Yeah.
But you owe them absolutely no favors. You don't.
You would think, man.
You don't. So this is the time to show. Screw the Longhorns.
Yeah.
It really
You're
is.
Out, man. You're out. You don't get to play
You're
the first half.
You're on the way
half.
Out. Why would we want to help you? It's the opportunity to say screw the Longhorns for the league and do it because it was the wrong call. It was. And I think it was initiated by the replay booth, but let the wrong
So they
call.
Didn't call it in real time? That's something we should
no,
look for.
I looked for it and I did not see a flag. I don't think so. I really think it was initiated by the replay booth saying
it'd be nice not to have him out there.
Targeting. Yeah, we could screw the Longhorns.
He's a difference maker.
He absolutely is. So take advantage of the opportunity while he's not on the field in the first half. The negative is he's going to have very fresh legs for the second half. So there's that part. Someone said if Tech only wins one more game, they need to win this one on Saturday. Give the team a Newt Rockne type of motivating pep talk about beating Texas. Win one for hashtag the Gipper. Yeah, if there's one win, I guess, this season you want more than any other, sending the Longhorns out with a kick in the butt would be nice. All right, a few more of your thoughts. Get your questions in. About 30 minutes from now, we'll get to Ask the Benchwarmers. Got a few headlines. I'm going to copycat Jamie's question of the day for Hacks in a little bit as well. It's the end of the bench on 100.7 The Score.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It's what you need to know, part of the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Alongside Jeff Haxton, I'm Choice Woodman. Got Jackson and Joe across the way. Joe, what is on the hat there? I'm trying to... We get the bright shining lights in our eyes, so I'm like...
Lazy J Bull.
Okay. It looked like a cow, bull, some sort, but okay. I didn't know if you're going for like Longhorn fan this week or anything. Okay, just making sure. It's not Longhorn, just a regular old bull, Hereford or something. All right, you can keep hitting us up. Headlines for you. Rangers lose to the Angels 5-2 yesterday. However, Josh Young started up a triple play in the game. Pretty cool. To see eighth triple play in Rangers history there.
You think we still have the audio?
Jackson, see if you can... I think we had it. I know we had it earlier. See if that Josh Young triple play is still over there for us.
Click that.
Pretty cool to see Josh being part of that because there's plenty of guys that will go their entire career and not be part of a triple play. Rarity for sure. But wasn't an easy one. If you watch it, he has to make the throw on the run across the body while stepping on the bag to get it started. It was a really close play at second base and then going around the horn for the triple play. Rangers lose, though. 5-2. Rangers and Angels back at it. Game number two of the three-game series tonight. 6:30 coverage start time. 7:05 first pitch on Double T97.3. Then we'll have the high school fan zone right here on 100.7 The Score at 7 o'clock. Excuse me, Friendship and Cooper coaches will be in the First United Bank studio to talk about their teams. We'll pick up the Astros and Rays in progress. Astros beat the Rays 5-0 yesterday. Game 3 of the 4-game series will be tonight from Houston. Texas Tech women's golf in action as we speak at the Memorial. It's just weird. In College Station. Sorry, this is in Bryan. They get mad at you if you call it the wrong one. Bryan College Station. Traditions Golf Club. Texas Tech climbing today, though. Started out in ninth place, Hacks. Have moved up into fifth place. Mm. So quite the start. 3 under par as a team on the day. Lady
Raiders. We'll be done by lunchtime, too, I think.
It seems like it.
Yeah, start early.
Yeah, they're through 10 holes up to this point. So climbing that leaderboard. Really star-studded field when you look at the teams. Texas, A&M, Florida, North Carolina. So a good tester tournament for the Lady Raiders early on. And in case you missed the news yesterday, $11 million more dollars coming in the way of Texas Tech Athletics as John and Tracy Sellers have donated an $11 million gift. $10 million of that will go to the Dustin R. Womble football facility in the new South End Zone project at Jones Stadium, and $1 million will be allocated to the future facility upgrades to Rocky Johnson Field, which include the construction of a new awning similar to what Rip Griffin Park has. Rocky Johnson Field is a really cool stadium field. It's dug down a little bit, neat, but that's exactly what it's missing. You need some shade there that it doesn't have. So
you're not out in the open.
Yeah, good for that to come that way. You two can join us. Your thoughts and comments all welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Keep those comments coming in. Hacks, Jamie's question of the day this morning.
Okay.
Don't know if you heard it, but... It was just a simple would-you-rather question.
Okay.
If you can only pick one and guarantee a win, would you rather have the 2 wins, sweep the Longhorns in basketball, or get the 1 in football this year?
Oh, it's basketball for me. It's not even close.
Yeah, I figured this is going to be the case.
Yeah,
with
this
you.
Is easy.
So, basketball for you. What about if you narrow it to 1? Winning here, not on the road, winning here versus 1 in football.
Then I'm going football.
I think I do too.
Yeah.
I think I would give up the win here if it's only guaranteeing the 1. And I would take the football because I think it means more. In football, if you look at basketball, you can still win the Big 12 or still compete for a Big 12 title. You could still get a high seed in the NCAA tournament with a loss to Texas. I would hate in my gut so bad to lose
4-0 against Chris Beard. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, if you go 2-0, that'd be hard to pass up. But football, I mean, you're stepping one step closer to a bowl game. You're getting to send them out with a boot in their butt. I just the thought, actually, just the thought of the elation that could come on Saturday night this week.
It is the last time. This is it.
I mean,
this is it.
Well, you're going to play them at some point.
Well, I'm talking about at home.
Yeah, I think you'll play them at home at some point, but it may be 15 years down the road.
Nope.
You think it's done?
It's done.
You think if they play, it's going to be on a neutral site field somewhere?
They're not going to do that. Why would they do that?
I
stimulate somebody's economy.
I think when they say we're going to spread it around to Texas teams or whatever, I do think they'll play Tech, but it's going to be a long time down the road.
Cowards.
So, I really, man, just the thought of the potential excitement, the elation that could come on Saturday night if you're winning that football game.
Yeah.
And it's not like this is one of the best Texas teams you faced. It's not like it's for a national title spot or for a Big 12 title spot or anything like that. It's just, man, you could stick it to the Longhorns. Say sayonara. Sayonara. I've done that twice. It's all right. West Texas.
It's the way you say it in Dumas.
That's right. Exactly. The other...
Don't eat the ceviche.
That's a bad day. Bad couple of days. The other, that's, I think I've asked off work at this job. I've asked off for sickness, I want to say twice, maybe three times, in 10 years. And that was one of them. It's the old, you don't really want to explain to the boss too much.
George just got the ceviche sickness.
Of what's going on. But it's like, yeah, I mean.
Hey, you really don't want to know the details.
I'll let, exactly. It's like, I don't want to give you the details. But I had to sit somewhere with a trash can in front of me.
Hey, dude, I mean, dude, it's real, though.
Oh,
I mean, like.
So bad. Food poisoning is the most miserable thing for a stretch there. It is awful. And
there's a few things that have made me feel like I'm on death's door with illness. And there was one really bad bout with the flu that Perry and I had when we first got here, baseball season. That's when Jamie had to do that Olorinta Halamanintide or whatever that guy's name was from. He can still say it. I never was able to say it, but when he and Gio cracked up.
Olorad Timalehin. Olhai Olorin Timalehin.
Perry was hallucinating.
From Texas Southern, yeah.
And those were the only games that I missed. I missed those two games, those midweek games, because I had the flu. And then it's food poisoning.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just not going to make it.
Kill me now! Pretty rough. Pretty dang rough. All right, the other what if question I'll save, and then we'll get to Joey McGuire comments on the other side. But, well, I'll tease it. You can answer it on the other side. If you get to allocate one of the two Big 12 coaches that their names are in the mix for the Nebraska job, Matt Campbell or Lance Leipold, you can say, we're getting rid of one of you out of the Big 12.
Ooh, I like that.
Who are you going with? We'll get Hax's answer on the other side. We're going to hear from Joey McGuire. Looking towards the Longhorns, the silliness of a certain penalty, and otherwise. All of that still to come. Get your questions in right now. Got plenty of room for you. Ask the Benchwarmers. Be heading your way about 20 minutes from now at 11:45. You're listening to The End of the Bench all the way till noon on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
With Jeff Haxton, I'm Choice Woodman. Jackson and Joe across the way taking care of us. You can continue to join us, get those questions in, ask the Benchwarmers coming your way about 15 minutes from now. Here's some comments from the head ball coach, Joey McGuire, momentarily. But Hacks, first, I asked you a question before we went to break. Lance Leipold.
I'm still pondering this.
Okay, Lance Leipold. Kansas fans think he's already gone. Like, I saw some Twitter reaction yesterday. Part of it was because Leipold was asked about the rumors surrounding he in Nebraska, and his comments were, I'm flattered by the interest from other schools, but I'm focused on Kansas Jayhawk football right now. So it's the old-fashioned not saying no, and nor should he, but I'm going to focus on my team. And he didn't
deny. We didn't move to Lawrence to move again, that kind of deal.
He didn't deny that there was interest.
I'm sure he's already been instructed by his agent.
Yeah, his agent's probably already told him, hey, there's some definite interest there. So Leipold and Matt Campbell, two Big Ten-ish type of guys, Midwest guys for sure. I think Leipold's wife is from Omaha. So there's a tie there. If you could pick one to say, hey, I want him out of the conference.
Yeah.
Who you sending to Nebraska?
I'm sending Campbell.
Okay.
I am not. Now, I think, let me see. There are ways to break this down.
Okay.
Do you want to extinguish Kansas because they've had two successful coaches since,
Let's see here. Let me get my. I want to make sure I get my years right.
Get your years right.
All right. So 2003 to 2008, lots of success with Mark Mangino. 4 bowl appearances. Since then, no bowl appearances.
Okay.
So if you're looking at the history of Kansas football, you're looking at another 12 to 15 years of darkness if Leipold would leave them. Can it happen? I guess where you would consider them like a rival. So, like, what I'm getting at is like the only reason you would send Leipold is to send Kansas back into the depths and guarantee you a win most every year. 9 out of 10, 13 out of 15.
That's where my thinking
18
is.
Out of 20.
That's where my thinking is.
Okay. Is that the reason why you would want to ship Leipold?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Because
I'm listening to all areas of this argument.
You don't have a freebie in the conference right now like you did.
Okay. So you would do that. You would say...
I didn't say I'm all the way in. I think that's where my argument is for Kansas. So okay. I don't know. I'm with you. I'm kind of on the fence of...
With Campbell, he's done enough to put a good product on the field, get some good guys in there with their skill positions. They're always going to be okay in the interior with the kind of Midwestern player that they bring. Good at the tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
But still, nothing really to write home about. And even with their team that was supposed to be the best team ever, what'd they go, 6-6? But I'm thinking, all right, who's the next coach at Iowa State? Watch them bring Leipold.
Campbell and Leipold goes over there.
But is Campbell's star shiny enough to get the Nebraska job?
I think Leipold's is shinier right now.
Ooh.
I think it is.
How
old's
Leipold?
I don't know. The reason I say that is because they're undefeated right now. Yeah. Let's see what happens the rest
of the year. Two road wins, man.
Let's
two road wins does not happen at Kansas. You're over under already.
Leipold is 58 now. Ooh. That's older than I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. But you went with the young and upcoming alumnus the last time. Do you take the kind of older guy?
I think Leipold's more likely because he's a turnaround the program specialist. He's done that a couple places, did it at Buffalo, now doing it, still doing at Kansas, and Nebraska desperately needs a turnaround.
Boy, they got to hit a home run. And that puts a lot of pressure on you when you're
– Yeah.
We can only take home run hires. That's –
Right.
That puts a lot of pressure on you.
I mean, that's why Urban Meyer's in the mix, and Nebraska's talking about spending $8 million on a coach and that sort of thing. So I'm with Bobby Hot Dogs here. I'd extinguish Kansas just to spite Clint and the rest of the Blue Chickens. I think, seriously.
Just saw Chuck walk by.
I do think I would choose to extinguish Kansas just because that's how it's been.
Well, let's do a little exercise here.
I like to exercise. You can't tell by looking at me.
So, I feel like they're going to 4-0 with the Duke Blue Devils, although both teams are 3-0.
Mm-hmm.
The next game is Iowa State at KU.
Okay.
What you got?
Man, I'm tempted to take Chicken Hawks.
Off of what we've seen so far?
I think I take Kansas.
All right, TCU at Kansas.
Definitely take Kansas. Iowa State's like a toss-up game to me. TCU, I feel confident that Kansas will win that one.
Kansas at OU.
Loss.
Kansas at Baylor.
Loss.
Oklahoma State at Kansas.
Loss.
It's going to be an interesting deal.
It is, because I think best-case scenario, Kansas ends
then
up...
Then they roll to Lubbock.
Best case to me, Kansas ends up 7 wins. That's like... Top of the line, everything goes amazing. But they're going to have 4. They're already going to have 4 before.
It's 4.5 over there, over under.
Take the Jayhawks over. That's what I said before the season. Actually, I have those. You want to see what we...
Yeah, pull those up.
We picked?
Yeah, why not?
Let's see. Those were under my predictions thing. We all went with our over-unders. Let's just look at them and
take
see
a look.
How we're... Oh, man, I didn't put the numbers. How stupid am I? But you took... Never mind. Forget this. This was before us. This was back when Clint was there. I can tell you, Clint took the over on the Jayhawks, and I went under. So, stupid me. Homer pick. I took the over on the Red Raiders.
The Texas Tech-Texas volleyball match is going to be on ESPN.
Like actual ESPN?
Yes.
You get to call it?
No.
They're bringing the fancy people in?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Is this just announced?
Yep.
Okay. That's like not very normal.
No.
This is on... Well, oh, wait. This isn't soon. My bad. In my head, I was thinking this was this week. Soccer's playing Texas on Sunday.
Yes. And West Virginia tomorrow.
Are you calling?
Yes.
Both of those.
Both those. Yeah.
So, man, soccer's got it rolling right now. So, be a good time.
Doing better.
Be a good time to start. Flyover guy says, let's just extinguish everyone. That's right. Get rid of the whole conference. Yeah, Tech. Yeah.
Talked
all the
about
way.
A lot of stuff I don't like today. Texas A&M, OU.
OU, yeah.
Toby Keith's the king of country music.
So we don't have time to get to all those comments from Joey McGuire, but let's hit on the Longhorns a little bit more. As Jackson, let's get the Joey McGuire talking about the horns down signal.
I don't know who came up with it. I don't know who thought it was a smart idea. It really, truly makes me laugh that that's a rule, but it is a rule, and we're going to play by it. And so, yeah, I'll make sure. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Good for him.
Hurt the feelers.
Don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. It is stupid. That's going to be one of the best things about the Longhorns leaving, is because there is zero chance that's going to be a penalty in the SEC. They don't get to rule the roost in the SEC, and the horns down thing will no longer be a penalty. So we have that like written in a rule book at this point? Or is this
maybe
just known by all refs? Yeah. That's a penalty. Penalty. That's the first thing. When Texas and OU announced they're leaving for the SEC, that is the first thing that should have been wiped. Said, horns down, not a penalty this year. Yet somehow we still waller around in stupidity. So, fans, do all the horns down you want. Whenever
he didn't get on the plane, and Tadlock didn't go either.
Yep.
Well, they can take whoever they want from Tech, right?
That's right.
Nope.
Whenever Loic Fungi scores that final touchdown to win the game, I expect him to go horns down after that. But no players
don't
doing
do it on the sideline while you're up 21 or whatever. It was.
No players doing horns down after that.
Alan Bowman.
That was so. Never been a bigger roller coaster than that game. Oh, that sucked. Someone said horns have such feelings. Very many, but they live in Austin, so kind of explains a lot. Beard fits in very well. It's the end of the bench. Get your questions in right now. Ask the Benchwarmers coming up next on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Get your questions in now. Time for Ask the Benchwarmers on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com, part of the End of the Bench. Got about 10 more minutes with you, so bring those in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line through that 100.7 The Score mobile app. We'll get to plenty of those. Keep them coming. Eric on Wheels says, I'm going to a gym show, GEM, on Sunday. What time is the soccer game?
What day?
On Sunday.
Oh, they're all night.
Oh, that's right. Even the Sunday ones are night it's for the home games.
Yeah, it's a total departure from what we're used to, Eric.
Which is nice, right? Except when it gets into cold weather.
No, I mean, Sunday, I'd rather have it at 2.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's smart because there's a lot of Cowboys fans that probably don't show up. So I think for that reason, it's like, well, I could stay home and watch the Cowboys. or Cowboys game's over. Tech game's about to start. Let's go.
No, this
there.
Says 1 o'clock, Joyce. That changed, didn't it?
I think so, but I could be wrong.
I could have swore I went and said is all.
It's and it's an ESPN Plus game.
Mm-hmm.
Are the others at night?
Seven.
So maybe this one snuck by and it was 1 o'clock the whole time. Maybe we're bending backwards for the Longhorns and letting them choose the time.
So one. Sorry about that. One. Thanks for making me look because my day looks a lot different.
That would be a little bad if Hack showed up. You know, 4
hey,
o'clock.
What's going on, guys?
Game just finished. Bench warmers. If you could add one player from last year's team, who are you going with? Last year's team. We've had this question, I think, of like adding any player from the past, but not last year's team. I think, Hacks, I'm going with Eric Isakama. I mean, I know you've got talent in the receiving core, but he's probably your most talented overall player from last year. Outside of your linebackers. And linebackers doesn't feel like as big of a need as receiver right now, right? I mean, that's where my thinking is. Easy was a guy when you wanted him to, when you targeted him, he's going to go make plays for you. Now, you got away from targeting him at times last year. But, man, he could just go and tear it up like we saw several times. So I think that would be my answer.
I mean, you're looking for NFL guys. Clearly, he's an NFL guy. So yeah, that'd be my answer.
Yeah,
as well.
I don't think there's anyone else. I mean, if I would.
What if you could guarantee all the rest of the field goals be made till the last one?
You know what?
Drop Garibay on there.
Garibay would be pretty good. I mean, he missed what, two total last year?
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
So that would not be a bad one. Can I say the version of Austin McNamara from last year? I'm not trying to bash on the guy. I think he'll have
2021 McNamara.
He'll come back. He's going to have a good day.
It's got to be mental.
Right? I mean, yeah. His physical ability.
Got the
there.
Talent. And you're not hurt. I don't think he's hurt.
There is. Someone did say that there's rumors that he's hurt or that he has a leg bruise or something. I don't know. That's all just rumors. So maybe, because that could affect you. But got to get him back. Patrick asks, Benchwarmers, Hacks, what is your favorite thing about Choice? You can't say the dad jokes. All right. I'm actually a little nervous where this could go. And the longer he takes to answer, this is not a good thing.
I consider Choice to be a true friend in this town.
Okay.
I think he's a loyal, upstanding, good dude.
Wow. I didn't even text that one in. Thanks, Patrick. Benchwarmers, what's your favorite cocktail?
Ooh. I've never messed around, you know, so when you do it, you do it. So like straight vodka on the rocks or.
Oh, you go straight?
Yeah.
I'm a wimp.
Oh, it's the club special.
What is that?
The recipe's online because I just know it gets you drunk and tastes really good.
Gets you drunk and tastes.
All right.
I'm listening.
It is. Club special. These got me going in a bad way one time. Vodka, lime juice, Sprite, club soda, limes.
Okay, so that's pretty darn close to like a ranch water, right?
Probably. I've never had those.
Because a ranch water is vodka, not Sprite. It's vodka, what, Topo Chico, which is soda water.
A ranch water is tequila, lime, and
tequila
and club soda.
So Chilton is vodka?
Chilton's vodka. Lemon, and club soda.
So that's fairly close to Chilton. Mm. Okay, so they're
Chilton
all
the entered my mind.
They're all in the same family. Gotcha. Dang, Jackson, you knew that pretty well. Oh, you're a... I forgot. Jackson's a barkeep. Do you know that?
Can I come get a club special at the place on Milwaukee? You still there?
No, not anymore.
Oh, okay.
You're not a bartender anymore?
Well, okay. Going to get a Chilleriano and a
I feel like Jackson Chilton. Needs to keep a bar back there. Just anytime we need one, just go to town.
Just a little bar cart. I can do that.
Right. Just a little bar cart. That'd be perfect. Except Hacks has rules.
Friday night bar cart with Jackson Flexen Waxen.
Speaking of Jackson,
on the score.
Let's see. No, I lost it. South Texas Ambassador Preston says, "Big book it. We're going to be up by 23 in the fourth quarter, and at that point, it doesn't matter. We flash the horns down, and the victory bells will ring." I like it. This one, you may have forgotten the 08 UT game. That was a major roller coaster. I feel like that one went your way most of the game.
What's the homeboy that had the pick?
Daniel Charbonnet. The pick six?
Mm-hmm.
I know the
guy. No.
Oh, you're
no.
talking the about the drop?
Yeah, the guy that dropped it.
Blake Gideon.
Yeah.
Blake Gideon. We love Blake
Gideon.
Oh,
thank you, Blake.
We love him in this town. This one from... Oh, someone said they'd add Dawson Deaton. That'd be a pretty good one. Offensive line.
Yeah.
You can use offensive line help.
Oh, yeah.
Pro special. My favorite cocktail, by the way, is just the old Jack and Coke or... Whiskey and Coke. Okay. Bourbon and Coke. Bourbon and Coke's pretty good. Benchwarmers, what's your favorite Toby Keith song, and why is it Red Solo Cup? That's from Bobby Hot Dogs. Oh, gosh. I was in high school, I think, when that came out. So, you know, that one was super popular.
Should have been a cowboy.
That's it, right? When he actually was country? When it was still pretty decent country? When Toby Keith had the mullet was when Toby Keith was good. The perm mullet. Double vodka, Red Bull tall. It's an oxymoron. Okay. Hacks, do you think Choice will ever sell off some of his gold-plated dinnerware to reimburse your busted ribs?
I'm hoping so.
Check loss? Oh, gosh.
There's always that hope, you know, when things are just so good that he could...
Gold-plated dinnerware.
Shoot. Yeah. Sell a couple knives and help those poor Haxtons out.
Jackson, get back by the mic. This one says, Jackson, why are you such a traitor?
I'm guessing this is an Eagles.
So you played, if I'm correct here, Jackson does, after we leave for the bottom line, he hangs out with them. That's where he starts his traitorism.
Mm-hmm.
But he has a highlight of the day. I got that right? And you played all Eagles crap yesterday?
I played all of Jalen Hurts' touchdowns.
Mm.
I'm sure that made people turn the
channel. I'm sure that's why this is here. You care to address why you're such a traitor?
I don't know. I just...
I did hear your story for the first time yesterday of how you became an Eagles fan. So he's watching football, and he just picks teams randomly as a kid. As a kid. And then... And then his dad told him to stick with one. So he's like, I'm gonna go with the Eagles because they won this game.
Oh, wow.
And then he shows up to a Cowboys game with face paint of both teams, right? Cowboys-Eagles.
Yeah, because for a little while, I was a fan of both. I considered myself a fan of both. So I went to an Eagles-Cowboys game, half and half face paint on. And I just got,
trashed.
I wouldn't say harassed, but bombarded.
Bombarded? If you would have done the same thing at an Eagles game, it would have been way worse for you.
Yeah, but
you know it.
I know, but I was a second grader, and that didn't get...
Yeah, no, there's no excuse to, you know, throw things at kids, even if they deserve it, you know.
Just, where's this boy's dad?
Just messing with you. Only kind of. That's it for us. Appreciate you joining us today. Be back at it with a Thursday edition of The End of the Bench tomorrow. For Jeff Haxton, Jackson Frazier... Looks white. Joe, I'm Choice Woodman. Spin the end of the bench on 100.7 The Score.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.